Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Mark chapter 10, verse 43. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all." We're not number one! Have you ever gone to a game and seen someone holding up one of those big foam hands with an X through it and shouting, "We're not number one"? Yeah, me neither. However, you might if your team was one of these. A number of years ago, the folks at Bleacher Report had an article titled, "The 50 Worst Teams in Sports History," and they went on to list some real doozies. For example, they noted that in 2007, the Miami Dolphins played so poorly that folks were even wearing paper bags over their head during the games. In 1995, the New York Jets football team won only one game during their entire season. But the Cleveland Spiders from 1899 tops the list. The author notes, "This team is largely considered to be the worst baseball team ever to have played. They amassed 101 losses over the course of the season and had, quote, one of the lowest winning streaks of all time at just two games." So chances are good any of their fans probably have their foam hands declaring, "We're number one," collecting dust at the back of the closet. And perhaps that's what the disciples were feeling after Jesus reminded them of something he had already told them about twice earlier. The events of Holy Week were not far away. Mark tells us they were on their way up to Jerusalem with Jesus leading the way. And he explains, again he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him, and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise." This was now the third time he had shared this with them. The first time, Peter didn't want to hear it. The second time, they argued over who amongst them was the greatest. This time, they debated over who would get the best seats in glory. The disciples liked the idea of getting to the top, and we get that. We toil to work our way to the top as well, in work, in sports, in school, and in almost every aspect of our lives. So as they made their way to Jerusalem, the disciples may have thought that what was coming up next was like the playoffs, with excitement of the cheering crowds. With this in mind, Mark tells us that James and John came to Jesus with this request, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." They didn't want seats in the stands, they wanted places of honor right up front. Hearing this, the disciples were indignant. Today, foam fingers can be seen at sporting events all over the country. Do you ever wish you thought of it first? That may have been how the disciples felt when they heard this request made by James and John. But Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." To the disciples, this all appeared to be about losing. But for our Savior, giving his life for us on the cross meant triumphing over sin and death. By his death, he has paid for all of our sins and brought us forgiveness. By giving his life for us, you and I now have gained eternal life with him as a gift through faith. This is no loss, but a victory far better than anything the world could imagine. And in love and humble gratitude, you and I now get to serve and show others what Jesus has also done for them. Let us pray. Thank you, dear Jesus, that I may point my finger to you and your cross. I am not number one, but I am grateful for the opportunity to show everyone who is. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, Holy Week begins next Sunday. Check out our website and the wonderfully informative video with Dr. Paul Meyer titled, "The Week That Changed the World." Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.